Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Everyone, welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I've got a great guest for you today. I can't wait to share, Kiri Jeffries. Kiri started her entrepreneurial career early on in grade school, where she created potholders to sell door to door, tried selling lemonade on the street corner, and other ventures where she would trade things she owned for things she wanted. For the last 16 years, she and her husband have been crisscrossing the country, having moved 9 times, a true road warrior. So being corporate gypsies, as her husband calls it, she created a part-time side hustle, which she turned into a flourishing 6-figure online retail empire for over a decade. Being the entrepreneurial visionary and not satisfied to stay comfortable in one business, Kiri started her new gig, Bold and Sassy Solutions, which helps struggling women entrepreneurs save their businesses and their dreams. She created Bold and Sassy because she was absolutely sick of seeing intelligent, hardworking, gifted women constantly struggle and give up because they were plagued with fear, frustration, confusion, distraction, burnout, lack of confidence and courage, and so many deadly dream stealers. Kiri and her team help women entrepreneurs get out of their own way, own their real voice, take massive focused action, and create serious bankable profit. Because it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep. Her raw, get real, bottom line style has made her a favorite among her social circles. Her philosophy is live life on the edge or just go home. The battle cry, the bold and sassy community is kick butt, break the rules, and make success happen. And never, ever give up. Please help me in welcoming Kiri Jeffries.
Thanks, Belinda. I'm so appreciative for you having me on here.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure. So why don't you just jump right in and just fill our listeners a little bit in on your journey, a little bit of your background, and then your business and what it is that you really do at Bold and Sassy Solutions.
Well, as you had said, I have been an entrepreneur, really a serial entrepreneur ever since I was a kid, having so many different things, always having my hand in something. And so eventually, after a number of different positions, I just got really sick and tired and burnt out of corporate and left and did my own thing. And that led me into a 10-year journey, having an online retail empire that I had in a lot of different categories. And I learned a tremendous amount of things, not only what to do, but what not to do. But being the serial entrepreneur that I was, I got tired and bored of that and really just decided one day that was enough was enough. Actually, to tell you the truth, as we'll talk about later, God really gave me some clear signs that it was time to move. So I gave myself a drop dead date. That was it. I closed it. And for a year, I took off and decided to work with a business coach to really define what it was that I was going to do next. I had some ideas, but wasn't really clear. And so through that process, I came up with Bold and Sassy Solutions. And I do really help women because I was just completely sick and tired of the garbage in the market and seeing people struggle and so forth. And so what I do now is I basically am a business rescue strategist. I help people with really deep diving into their business, pulling things apart, looking at it from all angles, and figuring out how we can get rid of what doesn't work, focus more on what, do a lot more of what does work. And I do that through a variety of processes. Predominantly at this time, I've been doing it through more one-on-one work. But eventually, I'm going to move into some very small group settings as well. And I have an entire process of a rapid rescue roadmap that we go through in our deep dives. So that's kind of where I'm at right now with Bold and Sassy. And we are really set to roll this thing out huge this year.
Oh, that's exciting. So a couple of questions I have for you or comments. But so my first question is, or my comment is that you literally then had this successful online retail establishment prior to all the social media explosion. Is that true?
That is true. Yes, I had it for a number of years, and it just sort of kind of started out as an accident. Well, because I always have this business mind. So I was online searching for something on eBay, and I noticed that, wow, some of these people really don't know how to sell. I thought, oh my God, I could totally get more for that. So it turned into what they call arbitrage, where I would buy things and then turn around and resell them. And then I just eventually established into this whole system where I did auto searches and a whole variety of things and really turned it into a little empire that I had. And the great part was it was incredibly mobile for me. So with all the moving that we were doing, it would have been impossible even to have regular jobs, but that was okay with me because I had this thing and I could take it wherever I was.
That's awesome. And I just wanted people to get a better understanding of that because I think everybody looks at now like social media. But guess what? Many of us were very, very successful online and offline before social media blew up.
Absolutely. There was an entire world. And in some ways, it was actually a whole lot easier. We were just talking about that in a networking group the other day. And the last 5 years have not necessarily made things simpler. They've actually made it a little more complicated because some of the business models used to be a lot simpler. I think that's one of the reasons people are struggling too, because there's so many different dimensions to business now. But it was really a very simple model. And that's really one of my mottos, is to keep things as simple as possible and not to complicate them. It was a model that many, many, many in the community today are still following, that have these huge online retail businesses. You know, predominantly, of course, the main marketplace now is Amazon, but there's a tremendous amount of people tearing it up on Etsy. Not so much eBay as much anymore. That's just one cog in the whole process of it. But just a variety of different marketplaces, some that people haven't even heard unless they're in those particular categories like Amazon.
Some other specialties.
Right. Absolutely. The other question that I had for you was, you mentioned that you got a business coach, and this seems to be what a lot of people are doing. And I see definitely pros and cons with that.
Yes.
And I'd love, can you just enlighten some of our listeners a little bit? It sounds like that was a positive experience for you, but I'd like you to say why it was a positive experience. And then why do all these people get business coaches and it's not a positive experience? I'd love you to just maybe share a couple little things on that.
Sure. Well, I actually have a number of experiences with it, and they're definitely not all positive. I know one of the questions you had asked me was, and we'll be talking about, is, you know, some of my struggles. Well, during one of the struggles, I had actually hired a different coach, but because I didn't do it from a place of stability and I did it from a place more of desperation, it was a lousy decision and it really crippled me even more. So there are the negative sides of things, but the positive side. And so when I went looking for this coach, I was really looking for a hybrid because I knew there were some things I needed to work on the life side, because that is one of the background secrets, is you've got to have the rest of your life in order to be able to really be a strong, successful entrepreneur. So I really wanted a hybrid coach that had some experience in the life coaching aspect, but not solely that. I did need some of the business stuff. And I'll admit, I'm not the most easily coached person. It's that headstrong thing. So I needed somebody who could really hold me accountable, hold my feet to the fire, as well as really be more of a person that I can bounce things off of, because it's hard to do that for yourself. You may do that all day long for other people, but when it's yourself, it's very difficult to see the forest through the trees. So my experience with her was tremendous because she was able to really hone in and see some nuances for me that I just wasn't seeing myself. And especially, I had planned a lot of the pieces out, but they just weren't coming together. So she was able to give me this space to really bring and start putting these pieces together that I already had. In addition to it, it really just fired off my own creativity, and I just went insane and crazy helping myself. And in the process, ended up creating a whole system that I can use with other people as well. So it was just a fantastic process for me because she not only asked the right questions, but gave me the right directions and really pushed me to do things in areas of creativity that maybe I hadn't done before. And that opened a whole new world up for me.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Great. So my last little question for you, this is a silly one, but I'm just out of curiosity. Did you ever do a paper route?
No, I never did. Now, I did do like selling Girl Scouts door to door and other stuff for some of the things I was in. But no, never did a paper route.
That's so funny because, you know, I do think that for many of us that are entrepreneurs and we've been it our whole lives, it started way young. Like I did the same things you did. I used to make these little crocheted pillow covers. And
yes.
But I had a paper route. And as I talk to many of the people, we'll talk about early years. And I would say to you that like 80% of my guests that started out really young doing all these different things, that was one of the things that we all did. So I just thought, oh my gosh, it's going to crack me up if she did.
Well, it's amazing because I think God puts it in us from a young age. And even when you don't know what you're doing, and I didn't have anybody in my life that was entrepreneurial. So definitely it definitely came from God because it didn't come from my family at all.
Same with myself. Like that isn't something that was taught or I was shown or shown an example. It just happened, right?
Exactly. And you can't fight it. So if you're an entrepreneur, you can try all you want, but you're going to end up right there. Even when you're in jobs, you're going to find yourself being entrepreneurial because that's what I found about myself is I found myself using some of my jobs as test grounds for right. things I knew I was going to do as an entrepreneur, especially in the direct response area. I thought, well, heck, I'll just use this as a test. We just won't tell them because it'll benefit them.
Right.
So I'm all about asking for forgiveness, not asking for permission.
Right. So then tell us a little bit about how your business has shaped your lifestyle today.
Well, it is really, well, as I had mentioned before, it was so important when we were moving a lot. And we will probably move again. So that's always something that's in my head is to have something that's portable. But even if we weren't moving, I like the ability to be able to literally work from anywhere I want. If I want to go to the beach for a month and spend the time we could. So that's one of the great things about it. In addition, one of the secrets about me is I hate morning times. I hate them with a passion. I've always been a nighttime person. So for example, just last night I was working until 3 a.m. So the great part is I'm completely able to make my own schedule and schedule it around my body's needs as well as my, you know, what's your happy place? That's my happy place. I love to work at night. I get more done between, say, 7 and 11 or even 7 and 1, probably the equally for what people get done in the morning. But that's one of the ways. And another way that it's going to shape it is I'm going to be streamlining things more also into an evergreen area mm-hmm. so that I'm not constantly at the beck and call of the one-on-one work because while it is absolutely the juice for me, it can also completely wear you out. So I'm working on this year creating the balance of the two pieces together. So it's great because I can take it anywhere. I can do it anywhere. I always say as long as I have an internet connection and a laptop, I'm good. And a phone, I'm good to go.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the other thing that we certainly do have in common because I get more work done at night as well. I don't know. That's when my creativity happens and that's when I'm on my game. You know, I do my workouts from 5 to 6 or 5 to 7 and then I'll rest a little bit and then I'm back at it again. Like I can't work out in the morning. Like I don't function in a way to do that. So it's just interesting how you do need to find your sort of cycle, you know, that you are the strongest in and that you excel in the most. And then it's when you can create a job or a business, an experience to let that shine in the way that it can. I think it's just, that's what I love about being an entrepreneur too. I can take me at when I'm my best and make the most happen at that, not having somebody else tell me, you know, when to click in or click out or, you know, what I have to do or don't have to do. So that's what I absolutely love as well.
Absolutely. And being an entrepreneur, the great part is it's all up to you. You can grow it as big or as small as you want. And there really is no right way in that perspective. And there's really no right size. You know, it can be anything from a side hustle, because there are a lot of moms who are now out there doing that, and they really want to focus most of their time on their kids, and that's great. And they have their little side hustle going on. And then you can grow it up into the multi-millions of dollars and anywhere in between. And that's the great part I love, is it really is up to you. Of course, there are other factors and so forth, but the reality is it really all depends on you and what you put into your business and how fired up you are and ready to go.
Absolutely. So what would you say then are two of your greatest skill sets that have helped you succeed in owning your own business?
Well, I think the number one thing, and actually I'm thinking of four because I'm always the overachiever, never to just settle for two.
Right.
But I would say the first one, of course, is resourcefulness. And that's really what has gotten me through the tough times. And that kind of goes along with the unrelenting tenacity. Those things really go hand in hand, because there are going to be hard times, and there are going to be roadblocks, and there are going to be disappointments and frustrations. And that's not to depress anybody. That just goes hand in hand with business. But if you have that resourcefulness, that creativity to figure out how to get yourself out of any situation and how to make the best of any situation and how to turn, what seems like a disaster into a total win, you will never be broke and you will always succeed. And then I'd say the second one that really does go right along with that, as well as mastering the pivot. There are always going to be pivot points. And as you talked about earlier with social media and so many different things changing in business today, this is more important than ever. In fact, I'm going to do a whole thing, a blog thing on the power of the pivot, because pivoting is key. And really, if you break it down, there might even be things on a daily basis that you're pivoting. Okay, something's not working. Well, you don't continue to do that and bash your head on a wall for 10 days or 2 months or 6 months. You stop, you look at it, and you pivot. And it really is more about that than ever, because business has never moved faster than it's moving today. And those would really be my two things, the resourcefulness with tenacity and the pivot.
That's great. All right. So share with us, we always like to talk about, the ups, the downs, if you will, but what was one of your most outstanding accomplishments or something that you've achieved that is super meaningful for you?
For me, it really was creating that six-figure business. I had never done it. I didn't even know if I could do it, because truth is, even when you seem strong and you are strong most of the time, there are still these doubts that creep in. Oh my God, am I good enough? Can I do this? And it's an up and down thing sometimes throughout the day. So for me, creating that, and then I did have some roadblocks throughout the time that really caused me to go right back down to the bottom and have to build it up again. So that was really awesome that I was able to experience that. And then I knew I could do it again. But also another thing that is really cool and I don't talk about a lot is having gone through the entire Tony Robbins University thing, because that is quite an intensive process. And I know that's a little bit off of what we're talking about today, but a lot of what I learned there, a lot of what I experienced, a lot of what I went through, and I went through virtually everything he ever had. This was in the early days too, when he was doing it all himself. It was total, absolute immersion for oftentimes a week at a time. And listen, if we ever think we have insane hours, Tony will put us all to shame. They're like 16 to 18 hour days. They're crazy. But going through that process and being able to make it through that process, because I did see a lot of people actually give up, was really powerful for me. And that was in my 20s. And it shaped, I think, everything else from that point on for me. So that was really cool.
That's great. So then share with us, you've kind of alluded to it a little bit, but obstacle or challenge that you faced and then how you worked through that.
Oh, Lordy, yes. And they were something, quite frankly. So I had this business going, and I think it was going for about 5 years or so at that time, maybe 6 years. And we were just rolling right along and building and so forth. And in the process of that, all of a sudden, I completely got thwacked. And what I mean by that is this. If you have never gotten a legal letter that says, hey, we don't like you selling our stuff and we don't want you to sell our stuff anymore. And you know you haven't done anything wrong. That's quite the letter you don't want to get. So completely overnight, my business, at least 80% of the business was shut down because I had made one of the most critical mistakes you can ever make, and I knew better, and that was what was terrible. And I had put way too many eggs in one basket in one section. So I could fight this thing, or I could, to be honest with you, I actually lost it at that point, and I was completely unsure of myself, wasn't sure where to go, wasn't sure what I was going to do. And in that moment of desperation was when I made some terrible decisions, picked the wrong coach, and just made everything worse. But eventually I just let myself feel sorry for myself. I sucked it up, pulled myself up by the bootstraps, and I said, okay, what are we going to do? And I started asking myself, and here's the key, I started asking myself really a better quality of question, a set of powerful questions, not just like, oh my God, what happened? What was wrong? This and that. And really, I had done nothing wrong. So I decided that was okay, but I wasn't going to fight it because you can't fight big companies. It's just too large and too much time and too much hassle and too much frustration. So we pivoted and I decided, how am I going to do this? And what am I going to move into next? And so next I moved into a new category, which completely blew the business up even bigger. And that's when we really exploded. So it actually turned out to be quite a blessing in disguise. And then there was even a second time when, I don't know how much people know about being online and on marketplaces, but you can have just a few couple really not so great customers, and most of them are phenomenal customers, but it only takes a couple in your metrics to really take you down, and they can take you down overnight, and not necessarily permanently, but they can take you down overnight and cost you a fortune. We should just ask some of the companies recently about how that happened, but I was able to turn that around, work with these customers, and get that taken off, but it took 90 days in order to really rebuild that business. So I built it up again. However, what I realized in the process was that this was really for me a clear sign, once again, from God, that it was time to make that move. Because I had really been dragging my feet for some time. I knew there was something else, something bigger, something that I was supposed to do. And I was just really stuck in that comfort zone. And so I needed that little kick in the pants to get myself out of that. And it was scary and it was an unknown territory, but I eventually made up my mind and I gave myself a drop dead date and I said, that's it. And we're going to end it at that point and we'll figure it out from there.
That's great. I really think the big learning thing in here is I think people look on the outside of somebody looking in and they go, oh, wow, she just went and built a website and started selling this stuff and life was great. She's just rolling in money and didn't have any issues. And people don't realize the day-to-day, like, hiccups and not even hiccups, but like boulders that come crashing down on you that you have to make choices and you have to figure it out. But what I'm hearing the thread of all of this, and I know it's part of your mantra that you said at the very beginning, is you just don't ever give up. That's the one thing you just don't ever do. And you just keep moving ahead. But I think also the good lesson in this, and you said this, and I hear this from so many entrepreneurs, is that oftentimes when it looks like we're at our absolute lowest and we're ready to give up, and or we do have to actually give up on that thing, like we're like, you know what, I can't fight this, or this just isn't going to work as it's working. But if you stay open and positive and move on to your next great thing that's going to happen, it usually ends up being greater than the thing that ended up causing you so much grief.
That is so, so true, because, you know, they always say it's darkest before the dawn. And there's just not a more true statement than that, because even in your despair, I think that's where we grow. I think that's where we get we learn that strength, we learn that resolve, because there's really only two ways to go: quit, give up your dreams, and just live in a place I call of a walking zombie, or you just suck it up, deal with it, figure it out, and you move on. And a lot of it is sort of this dance of learning, you know, when is the right time? You want to say give up, but when is the right time to move on? Because right. there is the point of not being so stubborn that you're beating a dead horse to death, you know? Right. So, you know, you've got to know when it's time to move on, but that doesn't mean you give up and you quit. It just means, okay, that season is over. Let's move to the next season. But I think it's important to have those really hard times, because I've seen people that sail through things so easily, and then they hit that roadblock, and then they just have no idea what to do, and they give up, and it's all over. And that just breaks my heart, because there's just so much more. There's so much more that they can do. There's so much more they have to offer. And so that's one of the reasons, too, that I just really try to incorporate that in my business. I always say it's about provoke, inspire, and encourage. So
that's great. So just share with us a little bit then about working from your happy place. What's that mean to you, really?
For me, it really is about working with the right clients for me and for them, because I really want it to be a good match. You know, I see so many entrepreneurs, especially in the beginning or when they're in that place where they're struggling with their business and they just can't seem to get that traction or make something happen. And out of desperation, they'll just start taking any client. And I made up my mind from the beginning that that just wasn't going to be how we were going to do it. I really wanted a very connected community and a very clear mission and a very clear client that I wanted to work with. So I really defined that out ahead of time, and every single thing I do streamlines into that. And that definitely is working for your happy place, because I'm sure anyone who's worked with clients knows there's always those that you're like, oh, this is such a struggle. This is such not a good fit, you know, for me, if you're working with the wrong client. And it doesn't necessarily mean they're a bad client. They're just not the right client for you. So something that Michael Port talked about, and I had thought about this, but he gave such a great way of describing it, was your red velvet rope policy. Who gets past that red velvet rope? So since you're working on with people one-on-one so intimately, I think you have the right to define that. And for me, that was really working with that right client. Also, I really love creating my own schedule, doing my own thing. And I'm such a headstrong person. I don't like working for anybody else. So working from my happy place means I get to make my decisions. Whereas in corporate, I just wasn't ever able to do that. And some of the craziness of it and some of the nonsense and nonsensical stuff that I used to see in corporate America would drive me crazy. And I was not able to do anything about it. But in my business, I can change it on a dime. If I don't like the direction it's going, I just change it. And that really is working from my happy place for sure.
That's great. That's awesome. So what advice would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs?
I think there's three things. And I've alluded to one of them, which was the power of questions, because that is really where a lot of my resourcefulness and a lot of my creativity come from. I think we have to ask very super specific and high quality power questions. And, you know, immediately when we're in situations, our brains might go, oh my gosh, how come I can't do this? How come I'm so stupid? How come I never get things right? But those are really very disempowering questions that are not going to get you the right answers. Because if you ask the wrong answer, you're still going to get a wrong question. You're still going to get a crazy answer. So I would ask really powerful questions. For example, how can I best combine my skills, talents, gifts, and passions to create a profitable idea that already has real market demand? Or you might ask, what would have to happen in order for me to do blank, for me to... What would have to happen? What specifically would have to happen in order for me to achieve six figures this year? And I would actually get even more specific, set a certain amount, say $250,000. Or if you want to learn how to do something, you can ask yourself how specifically, and you always want to be specific. Am I really willing to value myself, focus on real profit, and charge equal to what the value is that I bring into clients? I think if you ask a better quality of question, you will get a better quality of answer. And then for me, first and foremost, and this is really where I started with my business, is the power of why. And I think we underestimate it. And a lot of the business people I come in contact with will say, oh, yeah, I know that. And they do know that. But what's interesting is, if they know that, why aren't they doing that? because the power of the why is what really drives me every day. And I don't just mean some silly why of the answer of we know what we're supposed to say, but one that really gets deep down and makes you get yourself and drag yourself out of those bed, out of the bed when you really don't want to get up in the morning and do those certain things. Because although I absolutely love getting up and waiting, you know, seeing what I get to do most every day, there are those days where you're just like, oh, I would really like to just sleep in this morning, but you have a million things on your list and there is an entire team counting on you and an entire tribe counting on you, and you have to get yourself up. And the power of why is what will absolutely drive you through those spaces. And then I think simplicity, and I did mention that earlier, because there are so many different things that you can do in business. And one of the worst things today is, and I hate this terminology, but FOMO, fear of missing out. But it is so absolutely true. Everybody's so fearful of missing out on this and missing out on that and chasing this rabbit and following that next shiny object. And we all know that it happens and we're all doing it. And believe me, I fall victim to that at times myself. But the simpler I can keep something, the better off I like it, because you'll continue to do what is easy to do. And if it becomes too difficult, a lot of times you'll just give up on it. So I love being strategically super simple. So everything I planned in my business, I could have gotten more complicated. I could have gotten more tools. I could have gotten, you know, fancy and done all these plugins and so forth. But I chose not to do it. Even with my website, I chose the simplest option, even against the advice of some of the super techies. But you know what? It has worked for me. It's not perfect, but it is progress. And that's really the answer. Not perfect, but progress.
That's great. So in closing, can you share with us some new and exciting things that you're working on? And then also, where can our listeners find you?
New and exciting things. Gosh, there really are so many, but because this year is really a year of major growth. But two of the things I'm really working on, one, I call them success parties or power jam parties, which are going to be really super fun because they're going to be small, private, very highly limited in size, almost like a mini mastermind, where we do really pointed laser coaching and consulting, and it also sort of provide like an advisory board for people. And if you're going to do it, it's got to be fun. So it's really going to have something tied in that creates more of that party-like atmosphere while we're also doing business at the same time. And since I figure people are created to complement each other like puzzle pieces, you know, an iron sharpens iron, I think working together is often way more productive even than working one-on-one. And then I have something that is super cool, but not being planned until probably later in the summer, early fall, is something I call the Pink Diamond Premier Program. And that is really going to be a 90-day program. And I think I'm looking at doing it either as a VIP one-on-one or as a group, a very small group, and I haven't really decided on that yet, but we're going to have 90 days to leveling up your game and really powering up those profits, you know, and moving that business from struggling and from a money pit into really a profit powerhouse. Because again, at the end of the day, it really is not how much revenue you bring in. It's how much you keep and put in the bank at the end of the day. So the Pink Diamond Premier Program is really going to be about that power sprint for 90 days and just making real stuff happen. Where they can reach me would be at my website, Bold and Sassy Solutions, boldandsassysolutions.com, or we've been hanging a lot on Instagram lately. So on Instagram, we're Bold Sassy Biz Chicks. So it's been really fun over there. We're doing some cool, fun stuff and really connecting with some awesome, tremendous women.
That is great. Well, it has been an absolute delight and pleasure having you as my guest today. So thank you so much for your time and your pearls of wisdom and just sharing with everyone your journey. I so appreciate it.
Thank you, Belinda. I really and deeply appreciate you having me on your show, and really know you're tearing it up in your business, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.